Friends, it's nice to see so many of you at Mass, and especially younger families. My brother always used to complain or give me a hard time. He used to say, it is easier for you to get to Mass, but with my children, you know, every time they get ready, they have to go use the restroom. And that takes a long time, and it really becomes challenging to get to Mass on time. So I really appreciate all of you being here. In the last week, I spoke about that the Lenten readings are specially chosen for the catechumens, for men and women who are going to be baptized during Easter. And these readings teach them the basics of our faith. The readings presented to us this week teach us about trust. And Abraham is portrayed as a model of trust and faith. And it also teaches us that God always keeps his promise. He does not let us down. Keeping this in mind, let us reflect on our readings. Our first reading, which is from chapter 22, of the book of Genesis, the story of Abraham, it begins by telling us that God puts Abraham to the test. If we are going to be serious Christians, we are going to have our faith tested. And when our faith is tested, either we are going to give up or we are going to commit ourselves deeply to our faith. And that's what Abraham did. Scripture says, God put Abraham to the test. He called him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. That is supposed to be our response to God when he calls us, to make ourselves available to him. And that's the first lesson for us and for those who are going to be Catholics during Easter, that our response to God has to always be, here I am. We are called to make ourselves available to God. No is not the right answer to God. And then the reading goes on to say, God said to Abraham, take your son Isaac, your only one, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a holocaust, on a height that I will point out to you. And Abraham was willing to do that. I'm very sure sometime or the other it might have crossed your mind that how can God ask such a thing? A few years ago, I was listening to Archbishop Shapu, and he says, we are not sure if God did ask Abraham that. And then he goes on to explain that Abraham and his family lived in the Middle East, where the neighbors often offered sacrifice to false gods, the Phoenicians and the Canaanites, who had a practice of offering infant sacrifice to God. And Abraham, like just all of us, right, seemed to be tempted by the culture in which he lived. And he wanted to offer sacrifice to please the false gods. And Abraham's test was that God allowed him to think that God wanted him to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice. You know, Abraham was willing to do this awful thing because he trusted that somehow God would take care of him, somehow God would take care of his family, somehow God would take care of his son. And that's the other lesson for us. You know, today in our congregation, maybe you know, there's something going in your life that you have no answer to. You might be feeling that pain of Abraham. You know, why is God allowing this to happen in my life? And the message for us is the same that Abraham knew, that somehow God is going to take care of you, that somehow God is going to take care of your family. And because of his deep faith, God makes a covenant with Abraham. The scripture says, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, because you have acted as you did, and not withholding from me your beloved son, I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as stars in the sky and the sands of the seashore." And all of us here in the church are proof that God keeps his command, that God keeps his promise. Because you and I, and all the Christians who have gone before us, and all the Christians who will come after us, are sons and daughters of Abraham. God keeps his promise. And that is beautifully expressed and summarized in our second reading. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all, how he will not also give us everything else? Brothers and sisters, you and I can trust in God. We can give him our life. We can give him our family. Because he has proven his love for us. And then in our gospel, we hear the story of the transfiguration, where the apostles hear the voice of God, and the voice of God says, "Listen to him. Listen to Jesus." And it is a wonderful way to begin our week, by listening to Jesus. When the voice of God speaks to us, we need to listen to him. In the Greek, the word is akoute, which means keep on listening. So today as we pray and as we commit ourselves to God, Let us commit to keep on listening to Jesus. This is what we can do this week of Lent.